Chris Thiele is a master mandolinist. That's Chris Thiele performing My Oh My with the progressive bluegrass band Punch Brothers. Chris is a MacArthur Genius Grant recipient and has multiple Grammy Awards. His first win came when he was just 16 years old. Many public radio listeners know him best as host of Live From Here, which comes to Atlanta's Fox Theater on Saturday night. Live From Here used to be called A Prairie Home Companion, formerly hosted by Garrison Keillor. My colleague Adam Ragusea talked to Thiele about his music and his first year and a half in public radio.
Let's do a little public radio business geekery, because I think our audience is nerds and they like to hear about such things. Man, you were in such a tough spot walking into this show that you do. I reckon, at least you're 37, I think. So you're a millennial, barely on the older end of the spectrum. But like me, you're an old millennial. And man, Prairie Home Companion, at least under the leadership of Garrison Keillor, was, I've seen the numbers, a show that skewed real old on public radio stations. And you have been handed this monumental task of trying to bring new, younger audiences to public radio on what had historically been one of the oldest public radio shows in terms of who was listening to it. And a lot of people in the business have been looking to you to save us in many respects. So no pressure. How's it been going in your mind?
Well, I've been having a lot of fun. You know, I love putting on shows. That's my job. I put on a show, you know, every Saturday, or, well, I guess it works out to every other Saturday. But so that part of it isn't daunting. I mean, that's just sort of a continuation of my whole life. I try and put on shows and I really don't think about the demographics of the show. A buddy of mine once gave me a pep talk a long time ago, kind of a coming of age pep talk, like a musical coming of age pep talk, saying, which was centered around a truism, which is that you have to be true to your audience of one, and that is that takes the edge off. I know that I have to like it if I'm going to be a part of it, and so once I like it. Then I absolutely start thinking about all the people that I hope can get a kick out of it. But it's really the same. It's the same process for me doing this as it is for a Punch Brothers show or for a solo show. I think it's harder. It's hardest for me to make it over that first hurdle, which is I have to like it. You know how they say you're your own worst critic.
Sure.
I feel like I'm pretty hard on myself. So once I get it into a spot where I like it, you know, I can kind of take the handkerchief out and wipe my brow off and then get to the more enjoyable part of the job, which is figuring out how to present this thing that I now feel is pretty good.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that if you make something good, it starts to transcend genre, and it transcends generation.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I would go ahead and say that, like, genres and things like that can make generational appeals. Like, certain textural aesthetics can be so specific that they make their appeals to a very specific kind of person. And I've just been so disinterested in that kind of music making from a very young age that to me, the idea of I think that the idea of aiming something that you do at a specific demographic or generation is equally counterproductive. I mean, that's not what making good stuff is about. You want to make things that are so good that they can make an appeal to anyone wherever they happen to be. And I'm not saying that's what we're doing, but that is certainly the goal. So I don't come in here going like, oh, this show is going to be for young people now. Because I don't want to make that show. I don't want to make something that only young people like. That means it's not good enough if only young people like it. And if only old people like it, same thing. Then it's not, you have to try and make something that transcends both genre and generation.
We're talking to Chris Thiele. He is the host of Public Radio's Live From Here, which comes to Atlanta's Fox Theater on Saturday. Chris, the show was formerly called A Prairie Home Companion. It changed that name when its former host, Garrison Keillor, or after its former host, Garrison Keillor, was accused of sexual misconduct. That, of course, has nothing to do with you, but I'm curious about the name, Live From Here. Where did that come from? What does it mean to you?
I like you might be detecting a theme for me, which is I love blank canvases. And Live From Here, boy, that is a blank canvas, right? It just basically sort of means like we're live and we're live from a place.
Right.
I like also that it's here. It's
Fox not theater in this particular
such
instance.
As, exactly. So that it's a show title that really works for what we're doing, which is hopefully anything. That's what gives me the biggest thrill is approaching, you know, sitting down in my little studio on Monday, with a blank canvas and some great musical and spoken word guests, and start sort of the air traffic control process for that particular show. What can I do to help all of this work together and sort of provide some glue. You've got for this show Father John Misty on one side and Nico Case on the other. These are two artists that I love and respect so much. So the a week spent trying to figure out how to make it all, you know, to bring it in for a smooth landing is that just sounds like a great way to spend a week to me.
That's great. However, I don't associate either of those artists with bluegrass. You are a bluegrass player. Let's, in fact, listen to a little bit of you playing. Here's a clip of you playing Sleep With One Eye Open with Michael Daves, who's from Georgia. So, Chris, what's it like adapting your own style with that of everyone that you have on the show?
I would hasten to point out that yes, I grew up with bluegrass music, but that's hardly been the focus of my life. I mean, since I was maybe, I don't know, 15 or 16, I play the mandolin, which is commonly associated with bluegrass. And certainly my band Punch Brothers has, we look like a bluegrass band. What we sound like though is kind of all over the deck. So, I'm not really doing any contortions or anything to sort of ramble around, the various textural aesthetics that music presents, which are just that, in my opinion. It's the cover of the book. It has nothing to do with what's in the book. It's an instrument can play whatever the instrumentalist behind it can imagine, and so certainly we associate certain instruments with certain textural aesthetics, but they do not dictate what you're up to as a musician.
Let's get to some more music, just to give people a taste of what you bring to the stage and what you will be bringing to the stage on Saturday at the Fox Theater. You're going to go on tour with the Punch Brothers this summer, and you've got a new album coming out. Here's a clip from a new song that you guys performed on the show, Live From Here. It's called Locked In.
See the barman winking at us as he pours last call. Friends, I think I might forget to check the hallway while I'm kicking everybody out. Get your axes out, rage against the rising of the light. Forever.
or till the morning sneaks up on this good long night.
Chris, what's it been like maintaining your old musical career while at the same time doing a weekly public radio show? It's got to be a tough gig.
There's a lot going on, right now. But that hardly makes me special, right? I mean, that's the malaise of our time. We're cramming every last thing we possibly could cram into every second of our waking hours. So I'm no exception to that. This is a fun bit of consistent activity for me, being in a band like Punch Brothers or Nickel Creek or, you know, Goat Rodeo Sessions or whatever it is. Those things can they wax and wane in terms of the intensity of the work, whereas this is pretty consistent intensity, which I'm actually sort of enjoying at this point in my life. Back to the air traffic control, there can be near collisions in the air, and still working all of that off or working it all out, because it's still a new gig. I've only been doing it for a year and a half, 2 years.
Sure, and you've brought a set of new and very different talents and insights to the show. You've also been having to do new things like sketch comedy. here's a clip of one sketch that you did about defining the relationship.
I have this work thing coming up, and
oh?
Yeah, it's basically like a party. Hmm. Do you want to come? I mean, no pressure.
Oh, sure. Oh, it sounds fun.
Okay, good, because Candace, my coworker, said I should invite the guy I'm seeing and live with and am married to and fathered my children, and I was like, what if he says no?
Wait. You told your coworker Candace about me?
Oh, well, she saw our family Christmas card with the picture from Vail and was like, ooh, who's that guy?
Oh, so awkward, huh?
I know, totally. I was like, my husband?
Labels are so weird.
You know, this feels really great to mm-hmm. talk about. You know, I almost brought it up when we were buying the house, but I chickened out.
Yeah. I almost brought it up when I proposed.
No way.
Imagine? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So funny.
I can't believe I have to leave on a business trip to Dubuque. Right as things are heating up between us.
Yeah. You know, I'll miss you so much. You better call me both nights.
Hmm. You know, maybe you could drive me to the airport so we could spend some extra time together.
Oh, I'm busy then.
I didn't say when it was.
Well, let's not rush things, okay? Call a car.
Eli's Jitney Car Service. Some things are worth taking a little more time, but getting to the airport's not one of them.
So, Chris, what's it like doing something new, being an onstage comic, being an actor?
It's been amazing for me just to get to do that. It's almost like as if I were all of a sudden, being made to play like a few tennis points or something in the middle of the show. It's not necessarily my thing. I love doing it. Maybe it can lend a certain, casual air to a bit of sketch comedy that it wouldn't otherwise have. I have no delusions as to my relative merits or lack thereof in the acting department.
That was Chris Thiele, host of Live From Here. He spoke with my colleague Adam Ragusea. Thiele shares the stage with Father John Misty and Nico Case in a live performance of Live From Here at the Fox Theater on Saturday night. You can hear it live on GPB's statewide network. In Atlanta, you can stream it at gpbnews.org by choosing the GPB radio stream. Our show is produced by Fenley Foxen, LaRaven Taylor, Leighton Rowell, and Summer Evans. Sean Powers is our senior producer. Don Smith edits the show. Our engineer is Tyler Morris. For today, that's on Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Leah Fleming. Chris Thiele takes us out with the Punch Brothers performing Julep.
I died happy in my sleep. I died happy in my sleep.
children around and you looking down from heaven's a tulip on the porch. Heaven's a tulip on the porch. You and me rocking the grandfather clock is tick, tick, talking to the time we used to wind. She brought